Good morning, everyone. So today we are going to pick up with the Gemara on Daf Beis Amud Beis. We're not going to get too deep into the Rishonim today and to the various sugyas. We're just going to outline the next two major discussions that we have to have about this Gemara. But we're going to read through the text of the Gemara and try and at least just make some sense of what the Gemara is attempting to do and how to understand our Mishnah. And we'll get to the more complicated issues that arise from there towards the end. And then, God willing, next week, we'll start to pull apart these issues in more in greater depth. Okay, so if you recall, so we were in the middle of the Gemara on Daf Beis Amud Beis. We were at the two dots, right? The Mishnah had been discussing that these partners or these neighbors, whatever they exactly are, as we'll see, it's not super clear. They want to split their backyard property because they've had enough of each other, and they want to split. So the question is, can one party force the other party to split? So the Mishnah implies that they can. And we're trying to ascertain exactly what the nature of their interest in splitting is, and whether or not Ratsu is a definitive or whether it's just descriptive. So when we pick up with the Gemara, remember, the Gemara had already suggested both the possibility that Hezek Re'iyah, which is the damage that you cause by watching someone else go about their private business, right, an invasion of their privacy. So is invasion of privacy a damage in Halacha that, A, we can hold you accountable for, or even if not, that we can require you to prevent from occurring? Meaning, even if there are damages, which there are, that if you commit them, you will not have to pay, right? We call that grama benizakin is pater, right? So if you throw a baseball, and the baseball hits a tree branch, and the tree branch falls, and then 2 days later somebody trips over it, you're not chayev. Why? Because it's grama. You didn't directly hurt that person. They tripped on a tree branch, which fell because of you. So your direct action, which we'll get to later on in the Masechta, that's called grama. Grama is pater from damages. You don't have to pay. But, however, grama is still usser. You're not allowed to cause damage. So the question that we're going to have to discuss when we get to Hezek Re'iyah, which is going to be at the end of reading this Gemara, we're going to start to go back and try to peel apart what exactly is going on with this idea of invasion of privacy. What is the nature of this damage? Is it real damage that you can be held accountable for? Or is it something maybe somewhat more amorphous where we require you to do your best to prevent it, but recognizing that a total, complete prevention of invasion of privacy is impossible, certainly in the modern world? So I'll have to come back and see exactly what that is. But the Gemara was trying to give differing visions of whether our Mishnah is working with the predication and the assumption that Hezek Re'iyah is or is not considered damage. Now remember, the Gemara does not say damage in the sense that it is damages and we will hold you liable in court. It means broadly speaking. Maybe we'll hold you liable in court, but certainly that it's called damage at all, or maybe it's not called damage at all. Right? If Hezek Re'iyah lav shmei Hezek, so that means that it's not a concern. There's no such thing as a right to privacy. I cannot force you to honor my private space. So you want to try and stand outside and pee through the windows? You are by all means allowed to do so. It's gross, but you can. That would be the side of Hezek Re'iyah Lav Shmei Hezek. On the side of Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek, then on some level, this is an actual damage that you are committing, causing someone else to harm. So we have to do our best to either stop that damage or to compensate for it if it happens. Yeah, Steve.
See, Hezek Re'iyah, I can understand it like if it's in your own home, right? So, and like looking in your private space. But this chatzer,
which is excellent. So the Gemara
considered private space.
So the Gemara is going to address that specific point right now. I mean, we're about to get to that part, right? So what the I was saying the Gemara is going to address exactly all these distinctions right now, because the Gemara is trying to figure out if we think that Hezek Re'iyah is or is not Hezek. So then, how do we then go back and read our Mishnah that it's only Hashutafin Shiratzu Lasos Mechitza Bachatzer Bonanes HaKosel, right? Remember, the Gemara at this point, until the two dots, is trying to say that if they want to, then we force them to build a wall. If they don't want to, then they don't have to, right? But once they want to, then we force him to build the wall that the Mishnah states, right? So what about the other way? What if Hezek Re'iyah is Lav Shmei Hezek? So then would we say, and the Gemara is going to raise this possibility, would we say that if they want to build a separation, we can force them to build a separation because they've agreed to it? But if they don't agree to it, so then no one can force anybody. No separation. Hezek Re'iyah is not Hezek. Now, recall that when we first started discussing the division of property here with the wall, right, we highlighted there was another possibility as to why you would be required to build a wall, and it has nothing to do with Hezek Re'iyah. So the Gemara is clearly rejecting that other possibility, which we did as well. But there was another way to explain the Mishnah. The Gemara is not interested in that, at least not at this point. We'll see, maybe the Gemara kind of hedges its bets and brings it back a little bit, but one step at a time. So let's take a look at the Gemara now, now that we're back where we were, which is the Gemara was trying to figure out what the word mechitza means, and the Gemara assumed that the word mechitza means guda, means a wall. And therefore, the way the Mishnah was being read was that since they want to split, we can force them to build a proper wall. Okay, so now we're up to the two dots in the middle of Beis Amud Beis. Bonin esa kosel ba'ensa, they build the wall in the middle. So the Gemara says, pshita. Obviously they build a wall in the middle. Where else would they build it? So the Gemara says, no, lo tzricha. That's not why I need it. I need it for something else. Why? To kadim chad v'ratzia l'chavre. Nobody's forcing a split here. One neighbor went to the other neighbor and said, dude, let's just split. Come on, don't you want to? And the guy's like, all right, fine, no problem. We can split our property. We can put up a fence. So Mahu Detema, I might have thought. Matzi Amarle, that guy number two, let's call him Shimon. Reuben comes to Shimon and says, Shimon, let's split the property. Let's build a fence. So maybe I might have thought that Shimon could say back to Reuben, Kias Isratzoy Lecha Ba'avira. When I said I would be willing to split with you, that's in the airspace, meaning I'm happy to put up a wall that divides our property in half, a dividing line. But I'm not interested in splitting up our land if it means I have to give up some of my usable space. Kamash Malan, that once he agrees, he's forced to build the wall as the Mishnah states. Again, this is consistent with what we were saying until now. Now, what's strange about this is that the Mishnah doesn't seem to give you the right to say, well, I don't like Hezek Re'iyah. I want to do something about that. I want to put up a very thin wall. Right? If you look at Rashi, let's look at Rashi here. Rashi Dibur Amaschil Deratzi Echad Minei L'Chavre. So the first Rashi says Deratzi Echad Minei L'Chavre. He goes and he asks him, Bikish Mimenu L'Cholko Mechitza. He asks, let's split. Let's put up a fence. So Ma'u Detem Rashi says, Amar Lech Shinatzreit Silecha. When I wanted it, but Mechitza. Mechitza Daka Nesreit Seisi. I wanted a thin one. Ulema'ute Ba'avira. Just to keep a, you know, something to block the sight lines. Kigon Shal Nesarim Shehidaka. Now Rashi does something very weird. Now Rashi says what? Vehezek re'iya ein ba. And there's no hezek re'iya in that. So the way Rashi is using hezek re'iya in this context, and as we're going to come back to it down the line, Rashi seems to almost imply that there's hezek re'iya is a two-way street. It's not just that you're blocked from seeing into my property, but it's also that I might be blocking your sight lines. And that's also a concern. Right? Anybody who's ever tried to build next to a home, so concern is about where is the sunlight going to be blocked from. So you have to make sure that you don't block anybody's sun, you don't block anybody's, you know, sight lines from their windows, whatever. These are concerns. So the question is that part of the category of hezek re'iyah? So Rashi seems to take it the other way, which is that when you want to, if you agreed to build the wall, so you could tell this guy, listen, I'm fine to build a wall a certain height, you know, that's reasonable, we could split, but I'm not looking to build a monstrosity. I don't want to build something that's going to block my sight lines. It's going to block your sight lines. I just want to build something to split our property. Something small and thin, nothing too substantial.
The
Mishnah has only been talking about width. Yeah. The Gemara hasn't said anything about height yet. Meaning Rashi is kicking this whole conversation up a level. He's saying, before we even get to the discussion about whether Hezek Re'iyah is let me back up a second. When we have two partners who want to dissolve, right? They want to split their land. So in our case in the Gemara, Reuben is coming to Shimon. So does that change the nature of the conversation because Reuben came to Shimon? In other words, when Reuben says to Shimon, I want to split with you, does that mean that Reuben is saying, I no longer want Shimon looking into my home? Or is it Reuben saying, I'm okay blocking my sight lines with a wall? And depending on which one of those two formulations it is, might impact Shimon's requirement or obligation to engage in the dissolution here.
But why is the assumption only an assumption that the reason Shimon is coming, Reuben is coming to Shimon is for Hezek Re'iyah? Maybe he's just, you know, the kids are playing, you know, soccer, and he's getting tired of the ball ending up in his field.
Fine, I'm saying it could be that's the answer. But even if that's the case, so Shimon agrees to it. But when Shimon says, yes, I want to agree, I'm agreeing to, it's annoying. Whatever the case is, it's annoying. Let's split. So Shimon agrees. And now what? What did he agree to? Right, so if we just took the Mishnah at face value, it sounds like he's agreeing to a full-on wall. A thick, solid structure. But it could just be that all he wants is a chain-link fence to keep the soccer ball from rolling into his backyard. right? And the Gemara is saying we don't allow him to say that. So if we don't allow Shimon to say that, so that implies that the obligation rests on Reuven and Shimon both not damaging each other through Hezek Re'iyah. Because otherwise we couldn't obligate them to commit to that. And yet Rashi is still concerned here for the next step, which is that you, by agreeing to this and putting up a wall, are going to somehow damage my sight lines, or vice versa. So Rashi's saying, don't worry about that next level of Hezek Re'iyah, where you block my sight lines, where you block my sunlight, where I cause actual issues for your property, because we won't build it that high. Saying, don't worry about that right now. We'll come back to it. The Gemara's going to come back to it. But at first, for this part of the Gemara, we're just focusing on whether or not this is a problem of Hezek Re'iyah in the sense of me invading your privacy, not me blocking your sun or sidelines. That's what Rashi's saying here. So, v'Hezek Re'iyah ein ba, o timshoch obi akotzel b'chalkecha, and therefore Shimon says to Reuven, you take the full width of the wall on your side of the divider line, chutz midavar mu'ad, except for a tiny little bit. Remember, because we talked about this in the rush, right, that if you're going to want to lean up against it or put things on it, so some of it has to be in your property, otherwise you're using somebody else's property without permission, which is not appropriate. So you could say 98% of the wall will be on your side of the line, 2% on my side of the line. Avo livnos kosal avanim av, l'mu'uti nami tashmishti, lonisratzesi. But that I was never interested in. I was never interested in building a thick wall that's going to take up half my backyard. I don't want that. I like my backyard. It's nice and big. It's space. It has space. I can invite people over for a barbecue. I don't want to make it smaller. It's ridiculous. Just because you're upset about the soccer ball, get over it. You want to put up a chain link fence? Okay, fine. I hear it. Taka. It's reasonable. My kids are annoying you. I got it. Okay. But I'm not giving up my space. Space is precious. You have a backyard in Manhattan? Unheard of. Right? So you have that. You're not giving it up. Certainly not going to give up, 6 feet across the whole thing. Right, so what's going on here? So
but the walls are not that wide.
The wall is could be 6 tefachim wide. 6 tefachim is a 24-inch wall. It's a 24-inch wall. It's a thick wall. So think.
That's
substantial.
21 feet.
I'm saying, talk to the real estate broker about what the difference between 17 and 18 feet of frontage is. Saying 1 foot makes a big difference. Saying it changes the whole ball game. Every foot across the whole length of the property line is a lot of space. Okay, so now the Gemara is going to go back and try and figure out what the assumption is here. So the Gemara says, "V'hezek re'iyah lav shmi hezek," and do we really think that hezek re'iyah is not hezek? Meaning, why? Because what do we say? That we can't force a split. It's only once he agrees to it that we can force a dissolution. So the Gemara wants to try to prove that either that is correct or that is not correct. So the Gemara says, "Tashima v'chein bagina." The same thing is true in a gina, which is that you cannot force a split because of invasion of privacy. So the Gemara says, no, don't worry. Don't tell me that Hezek Re'iyah is not Hezek. Gina Shani. A gina is different. Your private garden should be private. Kedra bi'ava, da'amra bi'ava, amra avhuna, amra av, asr la'adam la'amo b'sada chadero, b'sha'a shiheo medes b'kamose. You are not allowed to stand in your friend's field while he's going to inspect his crops. It's not appropriate. He's taking care of his private business. You are not allowed to be present. So a gina, it's not our formal of a garden, it's a private plot of land. You're not allowed to be there when he's doing his work. So obviously that means what? Hezek Re'iyah seems to be Shmei Hezek. So that seems to contradict our assumption in the Mishnah. So the Gemara continues, tries again. V'ha v'chein katani. The Mishnah says v'chein bagina. So if whatever was true about a chatzer should also be true about a gina. So how could you tell me that for a gina, it's private and therefore you have to build a wall, but for a chatzer, it's only if you want to because it's semi-private. So Gemara says, no. Agvil v'gazis. The v'chein is not saying that if you want to build a wall, then you have to build it. It's once there is a wall that's required to be built in a particular place, similar to chatzer, that we mandate what the wall has to look like, we will also mandate what the wall has to look like when it comes to gina. Okay, so that's proof number one, gone. So we're still fine. Hezek Re'iyah could still be not Hezek, right? Again, not in a gina. It's too private. That already is too much. We can't say that Hezek Re'iyah there is not okay, right? But everywhere else, Hezek Re'iyah is not Hezek. Okay. Tashima. Kosel chatzer shenafal. If the wall of a chatzer falls down, mechayvin oso livnos ad arba amos. Then you have to force him to rebuild it up to 4 amos. So what does that mean? That means that we're saying that if the wall fell down, now there's Hezek Re'iyah, right? Again, that's what the Gemara is trying to prove. So now there's Hezek Re'iyah, And since Hezek Ru'iyah Shmei Hezek, I can force you to rebuild the wall. Right? If it was Lav Shmei Hezek, then if the wall falls down, nu. Okay. So the wall was here 50 years ago. My great-grandfather, or the guy who I bought it from, his great-grandfather, built the wall. And now the wall's gone. Okay, but I don't want the wall anymore. So who cares? It's not my problem. Move on. Tough. You want to build up a wall? Build it on your own property. I have no interest. And the Gemara and the Brisa says, no, you have to build the wall. The implication being, of course, Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek. Because how could I force you to do something if you're not obligated? So the reason why you're obligated is obviously because you're now causing me damage. You're seeing into my property, so I could force you to build it. That's the Gemara's question. So yeah?
The four amot are height or
width? Height. That's what I'm saying. Until now, we were only talking about width. Now we're at height. The Brisa introduces the concept of height. We're going to come back to height at great length. There's a lot to discuss about the height. But hold everything. Now we're talking about height. So you still have to rebuild the wall to a height of four amos. So if that implies that Hezek Re'iyah is Hezek. So the Gemara says, no. Nafal Shani. If it falls, it's different because it was already there. So the Gemara says, Udeka Arila, Maika Arila. So the guy who's asking the question in the Gemara, what was he thinking? Like, who cares that it was there and it fell down? What's meaning, either it's Hezek Re'iyah Shmei Hezek or Hezek Re'iyah Lav Shmei Hezek. What's going on here? Look at Rashi. Rashi says, Dukari la makari la, v'chi lo yada, did not fall shani? Did the person who asked the question not realize that if there was already a wall there, that's different than if there was never a wall there? In other words, you can make the argument that Hezek Re'iyah is Lav Shmei Hezek. But if there's a wall on a property and it falls down between two people, so we can assume that the obligation of the property owners is to maintain that wall. So if it falls, they have to put it back up. Right? I don't know the exact modern equivalent, but it's got to be something around your landscaping or around your fences. Right? In suburbia, this is very common, where the municipality can mandate what level of landscaping or fence height or fence shape, or if your fence falls down that you have to replace it. All kinds of rules. Right? Homeowners associations do this all the time. So the Gemara is saying, if it fell, obviously that'll be different. It was already there. So it doesn't have to be a Hezek Re'iyah argument. It could just be a zoning law argument. It was already there. You have to put it back up. Nu. So the Gemara says, no. Seifa etzrichale. We need this brisa because of the Seifa case, the second case. Me arba amos ulamala ein mechai venoso. I can't force you to rebuild the wall higher than four amos. And here is where everything changes now. Now that we've introduced height, and we've also said that you can't be forced to rebuild the wall above four amos. So the Brisa already now just changed the whole nature. Because it's saying, yes, Hezek Re'iyah, well, it is Hezek. But there's only so much that a person is obligated to do to prevent that Hezek Re'iyah. And that's up to four amos. Higher than four amos, that we can't force you to do. Now, the Brisa doesn't explain to us why not. Now, going back to our two approaches, there's two ways that this could be understood. It could either be that there is no Hezek Re'iyah above four amos because most people are about 6 feet tall or a little less, and therefore nobody's going to see over a 6 foot tall fence. Okay, that's one possibility. Or alternatively, this is going back to what Rashi was kind of signaling at earlier, which is that above four amos is a concern of me damaging your property by blocking your sunlight or blocking your sight lines to the mountains or blocking whatever. Meaning not that you're invading my privacy, but I'm blocking your ability to actually see. That Hezek Re'iyah doesn't mean invasion of privacy. It literally means I am damaging your sight line. I'm invading the ability for you to see. Hezek Re'iyah, I'm damaging your sight. Not that I'm damaging your ability to be private with my sight. Right? And what the Bryce is basically saying here is splitting the difference. Up to four amos is one. Above that seems to be something else.
Two comments,
and yeah.
They fit in or they don't. But it's interesting the use of Dalet Amot, obviously, because it is the measurement of personal space.
Yes.
So that measurement of personal space obviously goes in literally around you, personal space, into the whole concept of what.
So can I one up your comment? Since it's an excellent ha'ara, because it's true also, there's a discussion in the Rishonim in Maseches Eruvin. So the Gemara says Maseches Eruvin that Dalet Amos is Kona in a place where there's no Eruv. So if you get stuck in the midbar in somewhere in the middle of nowhere, so you have arba amos to walk around in. Four amos around you, four amos in every direction. So you have about 6 feet from where you're currently standing when Shabbos starts to in a box. There's a circle, maybe it's a machlokes Rishonim. But there's another discussion in the Rishonim there about whether or not it also applies in all directions. And it's not about Eruvin. The question there is about whether or not somebody throws something into your airspace. So the classic case is if you throw a get or you throw a kedushin, and it's not clear if it was in your arba amos or you're not in your arba amos, so it's a suffic kedushin or suffic gerushin. But the question we want to do is, what if it got caught in the airspace, but within your arba amos. Does your arba amos extend out from you like a radius, like a bubble? Or is it just flat on the ground? So part of that is the idea of personal space, which is what you're talking about. That it's not just a function of literally a demarcated random amount. It's literally because in every direction, this is personal space. Okay, second comment.
Which leads to my second comment, which is notably, the Gemara isn't saying, for example, if you have this this machitza, and the guy on one side of it builds a watchtower specifically with the goal of looking down into the space, because that would be the obvious chazak ra'iya, you know.
Exactly, right, and we might get to that point. Meaning the Gemara is going to have a not exactly the watchtower version, but a version of that case, and it's going to reject it. But we're going to talk about that in a minute. Yeah.
So I'm trying to imagine what the built reality of these houses look like, and I can imagine this would work if you have like two ranches with a field in the middle. But if you imagine a chatzer like they have in built in Yerushalayim, multiple stories will mean that a 4 amot tall wall is not going to do very much.
So back then, in the times of the Mishnah, most homes in antiquity in Israel were built to two stories, not higher. The notion of building higher than two stories was a Roman invention, which came much later, and wasn't really exported to the Middle East. The Levant never really built that high. Those buildings are much, much, much later.
So
I'm saying, but the structure that we're working with is the classic structure of the Mishnah in Erevin, where you have a Mavoi, and then off of the Mavoi you have a Chatzer, and then you have multiple houses on each Chatzer, and then behind all those houses is there, each has their own Gina, followed by a Karpef, which is like the open pasture land that belongs to that neighborhood. So when we talk about a chatzer, we're talking about the intermediate space. It's not quite for all the people in your neighborhood, but it's like a hallway in your building, right? That's kind of like, it's for the people who live on that floor. It's not really, right? It's considered bad form to leave your shoes outside of your apartment door on a muddy day on somebody else's hallway. Or you want to leave it outside your own door. Okay, fine. It's done. Maybe it's officially against building policies, whatever, but it's done, right? But what you're not going to do is if you live on the fifth floor, you're not going to go to the fourth floor and leave your umbrella in the middle of the hallway to dry, right? That's just rude. Right, so that's a chatzer. A chatzer is your hallway. It belongs to all the people on that area who can use it together. And we're trying to split the space here. So that's the built reality. So the question is, when we make a dividing line, how do we actually make that dividing line? So obviously in a hallway that's impossible, not enough space there. And we're going to get to that definition of what does it mean to have enough space in just a couple of minutes.
How does it count to 4 amot?
I'm sorry?
How does it count to 4 amot?
So 4 amos is most likely, and again, some of the Rishonim talk about it, not here in Baba Basra or elsewhere, most likely the standard height at which people will be blocked from seeing into other people's property.
Yes, so now that we're bigger, would they say 5 amos?
I don't know if we're bigger. They're not so Jewish over there. I'm not sure. Say it could be. Could also just be that this is the halacha, because this is what they passed, and this is the takana of Chazal. So it could be that we would get a beis din that's big enough, we would make another takana. Remember, all of this rule in particular is not a shir midoraisa. So it's a shir midorabanan. A shir midorabanan, you need a beis din to reassess. Or you could say, potentially, and again, this is a different sugya, I think we touched on it a couple weeks ago, right? The idea that if you have a local community that appoints somebody to be in charge, right? The idea of minagair, so you could have your local zoning laws and you can make whatever rules you want. But that, again, would require, at least if everybody was Jewish, it would require everybody to either appoint a board for the city or to vote on a board for the city or to create some kind of authority that is vested with the interests of all the people. That's a complicated issue in halacha, how that even would work. But it would work somehow. However it would work, so then we could do it that way. So we might be able to address it. Okay, so let's continue in the Gemara. So now the Gemara tries the next approach to try it again. We're trying to prove that Hezek Re'iyah is not Hezek. Right? So this Braisa is already showing us that it's going to be a little dicey. Tashma. Kofin oso livnos beishar bedeles lachatzer. We can force everybody in the chatzer. This is quoting from the Tosefta at the end of Masechet Bava Basra. It's also quoted again in the Gemara in Daf Zayin. We'll see it later. The Gemara says, you can force everybody in a chatzer to build a gatehouse and a door for the chatzer. So Shema Mina, Hezek Re'iyah, Shmei Hezek. So this is incontrovertible evidence. The Gemara says that Hezek Re'iyah is Hezek. So the previous Braisa, we can maybe argue half and half, right? Up to 4 amos is Hezek Re'iyah, above 4 amos is not Hezek Re'iyah, so it's not abundantly perfect. But this, how could you argue with this? I force you to put a door on your chatzer. If I can force you to put a door on your chatzer, so that means that I don't want people looking into the chatzer. That's the whole point of a door, is to keep people out. So if I could force you to engage everyone else in the chatzer and helping to build the door for the chatzer, so that means that Hezek Re'iyah is Hezek. So the Gemara says, no, Hezekah de Rabim Shani. Public is different. If the public is going to just start walking through your property, that's a different story. That's not just Hezek Re'iyah, that's Hezek Adarabin. Okay, so the Gemara says, okay, the Yachid Lo, and the Hezek of an individual is not a problem, so Tashima. So the Gemara tries to figure that out. Ein chokin es hachatzer, achiye ba'arba amos lozeh, ba'arba amos lozeh. You can't split a chatzer until there's four square amos for each person. Ein chokin, we don't split it. Ha'yesh ba'kadeh lozeh, u'kadeh lozeh, chokin. But if there is a sufficient space for each person, so then we do split it. So the Gemara says, split it how? My lav b'kosel. So doesn't it mean with a wall, like our Mishnah says? So the Gemara says, lo, b'mesipas ba'alma, just with a palisade, with just a thin something to block the space. So what does that prove? So it proves that Hezek Re'iyah is Hezek, but it doesn't prove that Hezek Re'iyah is Hezek disproportionately. If the space is too small to force a split, so then we can't split, even though there's Hezek. So once again, individual Hezek Re'iyah, not quite Hezek, right? If everybody has room to be on their own, okay, so then we can split it. That's fine. And we can split it in a way that will ensure that nobody damages anybody else. But if there isn't enough to give everybody their own four amos, so then we're not concerned enough by the inherent Hezek Re'iyah of that space to force them to build a wall. Yeah, Nathan.
The Gemara doesn't seem to go this way, but isn't the logical alternative of in chulking the chatzer is once you have dalad for each, then im ratzu chulking?
I mean, yes, except for that the Braisa here doesn't care about ratzu.
But meaning?
Meaning the Braisa might be saying that you may not split. There cannot be a divider.
Correct, but meaning...
Ein chokin, it doesn't get split.
Yeah, but...
So if it can't get split until there's sufficient space,
yes.
So that means we don't care about Hezek Re'iyah. Because we're not allowing you to split it.
All right?
That's why the Braisa is going back the other way now. Now that we've established that Hezek Re'iyah is Hezek, but Hezek Re'iyah Diyachid maybe might be different, so now the Gemara is trying to go back the other way. Is Hezek Re'iyah Diyachid Hezek or not? So now I have a Braisa that says that it's not. Right? So, no, the Gemara says that's just b'mesipas ba'alma, which means what? That even if it's less, you put up a tiny wall, right? Hayish ba'kadeh cholkin. So my lav b'kosel. So isn't that, when are we saying that you split it? Isn't that with a wall? The Gemara says no, b'mesipas. Meaning if it's less than that, we don't care about the Hezek Re'iyah. If it's more than four amos, we're considerate of the Hezek Re'iyah, and therefore we let you put up a split wall. What's the weakness in that explanation? Right, the weakness in that explanation is that what happened to the Hezek Re'iyah beforehand? Meaning if there's Hezek Re'iyah when there's four for everybody, there's also Hezek Re'iyah when there's not four for everybody. So we'll have to come back to why that is. Saying the short version of that explanation, it's complicated in the Lumdus, we'll get to that. But the short version is that when we talk about four amos being personal space, that's if everybody could actually have personal space. But in a space where there isn't enough for everybody to have personal space, everybody's personal space is just one. One personal space, meaning it's not that I have four amos and you have four amos and they overlap. It's that you and I together have this space as our personal space, and therefore we can't split it. So the Gemara is going to make this more explicit on the next Amud. Hopefully, we'll get to it very shortly.
But,
yeah.
Sorry,
go for it.
Meaning where we landed was we have an inference from the Braita that says ein chulkin the chatzer until there's dalad damid. But if there is dalad al damid, you
then you split it with a mesipas.
Which then causes us problems.
With the Mishnah, yeah. I mean,
right.
It's going to cause a problem with the Mishnah because the Mishnah says that you have to build a wall.
Right. But the inference from the Braita, couldn't that just be, if you want to, you can put up a mesipas?
I would say the other way. I would say that the Braita is saying where they didn't want to. One guy wants to, one guy doesn't want to, and if there's 4x4... So then I could say, tough, we're putting up a wall. I don't want you looking in my backyard anymore. So then we put up a mesipas. We don't put up a kosel because the other guy doesn't want to, right? Which is consistent with this part of the Gemara, which is Hezek Re'iyah, broadly speaking, is Shmei Hezek, but not quite, right? It's only when it's Hezek Adarabim. It's only when it's super private, right? But otherwise, the assumption that the Mishnah started with was Hezek Re'iyah lav Shmei Hezek. I mean, there are exceptions to that rule, but the overarching governing principle is it's not Hezek, right? That's how the Gemara is working. So therefore, in this case, I can't force you to build a wall. You don't want to build a wall, but I can force you to put up a mesipas simply just to block the Hezek Re'iyah. If it's the type of space that we care about your hezek riya, which means there has to be dalet al dalet for each person.
Yeah, but you could just say if it's less than four amos that it doesn't apply because.
Right, that's what we're saying. Right, that's what we're saying. Correct, that's what we're saying. We're saying that it's not something that we care about your hezek riya. It's too small for you to have your space and for me to have my space that I'm going to look into yours, you're going to look into mine. It's not how it works. You and I just have this space together. There's nobody looking into each other's space. It's our space. And there's no way to make it anything less than our space. It's not my space and your space. It's just our space. That's it. Okay. The Gemara continues. Tashima. Hachalonos bein milmala bein milmata bein mikinegdan. Arba amos. Windows have to be four amos apart. You can't put a window in a wall that's less than four amos or closer than four amos to somebody else's home. V'tani ala, milmalan, k'dei shelo yatzitz v'yira, above the wall, so that they won't stick their head out and look down, right, clock tower. Milmatan, k'dei shelo yamod v'yira, below it, so that they shouldn't stand in the window and try and look above the wall. V'yira mikenegdan, mikenegdan, k'dei shelo yafil, and four amos away from the house, so that it shouldn't create darkness, meaning they shouldn't block the sun. So the Gemara says, no, none of these are hezek riya. Why? Because, I mean, they might be hezek riya, but they're hezek debayis shani. The hezek that you do to somebody's home directly, that's different. So again, another limitation on hezek riya. It is hezek riya, but it's hezek riya only because it's a home. But if it was not for your homes, then it wouldn't be hezek riya. Meaning, in other words, hezek riya is still broadly not hezek, except for a whole long laundry list of exceptions. Okay, fine. Tashima. Another braisa, trying to, again, prove whether or not it's one way or another, is it complete or is it still this hybrid? Tashima. To Amr of Nachman, Amr Shmuel, Gag HaSamach L'Chatzar Chavero, Osin L'Make Gavoa Arba Amos. A roof that's next to the courtyard of somebody else. So you think on a mountainside, right? It's terraced homes. So your roof is equivalent with the backyard of somebody of the next door neighbor. So there, what could you do? You can say, make a fence four amos high. So the Gemara, why? Presumably because of hezek riya. So the Gemara says, Shani Hasam, the Amr le'Bal HaChatzer, le'Bal HaGag, the Bal HaChatzer, meaning Reuven, can say to Shimon, the owner of the roof, le'didi kvi ali tashmishi. I always use my backyard. It's a chatzer, that's what it's for. But le'didach, but for you, lo kvi ali tashmishdach. It's a roof. How often do you use the roof? Even if it's a flat roof. Okay, you use it occasionally, but you don't use it every single day. And I don't know when you're going to come up and when you're going to come down to use your roof. So I don't know how to hide what I'm doing in the backyard. So if I don't know what I'm doing in the backyard, so then I don't know when it's going to be appropriate. So therefore, we need to put up a wall. And then you could force them to put up a wall of four amos, which implies, again, this one version of hezek riya, which is that hezek riya of privacy is up to four amos. Hezek riya of something else, that's different. Okay. That is all version number one in the Gemara. But now the Gemara has a totally different version. Lishna Achrina. A totally different approach to how everything we've done until now. So Amrila. Savrua Mai Mechitza Plukta. When the Mishnah says build a Mechitza, they want to split, they want to make a Mechitza, it's a division. Tichziv Vati Mechta Sa'ida. It's a part. The Kivan Duratsu, and since they want to, Bonanis HaKoso Bal Karchan. We force them to build a wall. Alma Hezek Ria Shmei Hezek. That implies that Hezek Ria really is damage, right? So ema my mechitza. So why don't I say the other way? Maybe mechitza means guda. D'tanya mechitza karem shnifritza omer lo gedor nifritza omer lo gedor nisayi shemenav lo gadra harizak kiddush v'chayi b'achar yusa. The same case of klayim before, which is that it means it's a fence. It's a real wall, not just a split, not just a division. V'tayma, and why do we have to make them build the fence? D'ratzu, because they wanted to. Hallo ratzu, but if they don't want to build this split, they don't want to build this wall. Ein mechayven otzo. We won't force them. Alma hezek ri'ya lashmi hezek. Meaning, why don't we just reinterpret the Mishnah the way we interpreted it before? Right? It's the inverse. So the Gemara says, Ihachi, if that's true, Bonin is hakosel, Bonin osomi baile. It should just say build it, not build the wall. So elamai, plukta. So must mean that the mechitza means a division. So Ihachi, if that's true, Shiratu lasos mechitza, Shiratu lachatos mi baile. Kida amri inshi, ta navid plukta. Right? So why doesn't the Mishnah just say, okay, let's split, like people say, let's divide it up? Right? So the hezek riya shmei hezek, and if hezek riya really is considered full hezek, so my area ratsu, who cares if they want to? Afilo lo ratsu nami. Even if they don't want to, they have to build this wall. So the Mishnah is completely nonsensical if you think that hezek riya shmei hezek, because it's using the wrong language, and it shouldn't be an option. If it's hezek, you have to do it. So Amar Rabbi Yasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Mishnasenu kishein ba din chaluka. Our Mishnah is talking about where there's less than 4x4 for each person. Vehu duratsu, and they still want to split. So my kamashmalan. So what's that teaching us? Dechiles be din chaluka kiratsu palgi. That even if there's less than a din chaluka, if they want to split, they can still split. And not only that, but we have a braisa that proves that. And with that, we'll close. Tanina, the Mishnah says, the braisa says, Emasai, when is this true? Vizman she'en shneim rotsim. When they both don't want to split. Av vizman she'en rotsim. But when they both want to split, afilu pachos mikan cholkin, even if it's less than 4x4, for each person, they can split. So the Gemara says, Ime hasam, if I only had that braisa, hava amin, I would have thought, afilu pachos mikan b'mesipas ba'alma. I would have thought that 4x4 gets a wall, like the Mishnah says, and less than 4x4 gets a mesipas ba'alma, like the braisa that we had on Beis Amud Beis a couple of minutes ago, right? That if there's less than that, maybe I could force you, because of Hezek Re'iyah, to put up a mesipas, at least. Even if it's not a real wall, it's something, kamash malan, that you can't. You get nothing. Without a din chalukah, without 4x4, I cannot force you to do anything. Hacha kosel. Right? Kvashman hacha kosel. Therefore, we have this braisa to tell me that when there is a din chalukah, I can force you to build a wall. And if there's not a din chalukah, everybody has to be one in on it, or I can't build anything. Velisni ha, velo lisni hach. So why don't I just say this braisa, not our Mishnah? So where's the seifa trichale? You need the seifa, because the seifa, the braisa is, v'kisvei ha-kodesh afal pi shishneihem rotzim lo yachloku. Kisvei ha-kodesh, scrolls. So let's say we commission a Sefer Torah together, and we want to split. So you can't cut the Sefer Torah in half and give half to each one. Even though, technically, I own half and you own half. So you say, okay, I'll take, you know, Bereishis Shmos and half of Ikra, you'll take the second half of Ikra and Bamidbar Dvarim. Can't do it. Kisvei HaKodesh cannot be split up. If it's owned together, it's owned jointly, you have to figure out a dissolution some other way, which the Gemara does discuss later on in the Masechta, on Daf Yad Aleph. We'll get to that. It's good or ugud. We're not there yet. But the point is that here, if you don't have sufficient amount to split, so then you can't split unless everybody wants to. You can only force a split once everybody wants to, and that leaves us kind of in limbo, because the Gemara is working with the assumption that Hezek Re'ah Shmei Hezek. So if Hezek Re'ah is Shmei Hezek, how come if it's less than Din Chalukah, if there's not Dalet al Dalet, how come I can't force the other guy to come up with something to split with me? And that's what we're going to have to try to figure out, and that's going to be the major issue that we come to starting on next week. We're going to finish the rest of the Gemara after we discuss Hezek Re'ah more in depth.